Blog Talk.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I am your host, Chris Meadows, and that was Love on Top by Beyonce Knowles. And ironically, that is going to be our topic for today, Love on Top. Want to just give a shout out to Harvest Girls International, who is the sponsor of Transformation Begins With You. Harvest Girls International is a women's and young girls empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. Excited as always, Chris Meadows, your host, to be with you today. Want to talk about love on top. And so you're probably thinking, well, what is this all about, love on top? Well, it is about you. You're the one you love. You're the one you need. You're the one you see. It's you. And you just need to put your love on top. We're going to talk about loving yourself and investing in yourself. And I love the lyrics, and I just want to tell you a little bit about how I came to using Love on Top for the topic for today. As I was listening to the song, it has a great beat. I love the words, very positive. And as I was looking in the mirror, I just happened to be combing my hair, putting on makeup, as I was singing the words, and looking in my own eyes in the mirror, I found out that I was singing the song to myself. And it was like, well, the saying says that the eyes are the mirrors to your soul. And so as I was looking in my own eyes, singing the words to me, singing them back into me, I was looking into my own soul. And my soul was like, my heart was warm and fuzzy because it loved to hear those words. And it loved for me to just say wonderful things. And I kept hearing these words come back into my spirit. And I was singing to myself. It wasn't about a man. It wasn't about, not that that's a bad thing, just that wasn't what it was about at that moment. It was about me. And the part that really touched me is that she said that you put my love on top. And it was like my heart was saying to me, finally, finally, you love yourself. Finally, you've tapped into that self-love. And it had nothing to do actually with the song of Beyonce. It just happened that the journey that I've been on for the past several years, getting back, giving me back to me and getting back to loving myself after all I've been through. Because even in the song, she says, everybody asks me why I'm smiling out from ear to ear. But I know nothing's perfect, but it's worth it. After fighting through my tears, finally, you put me first is what my heart was saying to me. And even though we've been through a lot of things and nothing's perfect, our life's not been perfect, but it's been worth it. It's been worth putting yourself first, getting yourself back together again. And when you put your love on top, then you can love other people. When you put your love on top, when you put your love in perspective for yourself, then you can love someone else. So many times, we as women, we spend time trying to fill a void in our lives. And we oftentimes think that that void comes from waiting for a spouse or looking for a spouse or just having the right type of girlfriends or going on the right vacations, doing the right kinds of things. And we're trying to fill that void. And learning to love yourself actually is making a conscious decision that you're going to use every intention to become happy and live and lead a fulfilled life. And when you make a decision to love yourself first, you are saying that you are making a decision to come alive. You need to just come alive on the inside and that you accept that you are responsible for you. You own you. I own me. There is nobody else on this earth like me. I own me. I own everything there is to own about me. I own everything about me. I own my body, my feelings, my voice, my dreams, my hopes, my fears, my mistakes, my triumphs. I own that. And so because I own everything about me and all those things I own about me, I think it is the right thing to do is to find out who you really are. Because you own who you are, you need to become acquainted with who you are. And so it's time for us, ladies, to stop living on the outside of ourselves. Stop living on the outside of yourself. Everything that we do sometimes it's so on the outside of who we really are because we never take the time to get to know who we are. And so it's time to stop living on the outside and start living inside out. And I believe if we start living inside out, we would have a much more fulfilled life. We would be so much more excited about our lives and not comparing our lives to other people, but the life that God has given us. So I'm excited about that. I just want to give you some steps today about how to put your love on top. Now, I don't know about you, but I have done all the external things that I need to do. I have shopped till I dropped. I have traveled around. I've been here. I've been there. I've done this. I've done that. I've hobnobbed with some of the elites. I've done so many things that I thought would be fulfilling to me. And that would make me feel like I love myself. If I look good, I thought that would make me feel like I love myself. And it does. There's nothing wrong with looking good. There's nothing wrong with being with affluent people. There's nothing wrong with any of those things. But that's not it. It doesn't stop there. And so there was something missing on the inside. There was a void in me that was missing on the inside. First and foremost, I have to say, as I'm going down this list, and I just want to say, you have to invest in you. You have to invest in yourself. And I would say the number one thing is to invest in yourself spiritually. Invest in your relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Invest in the relationship with God. I know that there is going to be a great, tremendous turnaround if you would take that investment very seriously first. Invest in your health. We do not go see about ourselves. We do not take care of ourselves. We need to invest in our health. We need to invest in our finances. We need to make sure that our finances are straight to the best of our ability. And not just loving yourself, you just don't want everything about you to just be so out of control. You want to pull things in and line things up and make things right. And most of that is a conscious effort, a mindset to say, not just saying it, but first saying it and then action behind it. You want to do something about education. Even if you're not going back to school, everybody's not going to go back to school and go to college, but start educating yourself in other ways. Start reading books. Join a book club. Start to watch some of the political channels. Start to have different types of conversation with people. To educate yourself, to take yourself to a higher level in your thinking, that's an investment in yourself. Invest in your dreams. Your dreams can become a reality. It doesn't matter what age you are. If you invest in them, do something about them, your goals, your aspirations. Invest in you. Invest in relationships, good relationships, whether they be, like I said, a spiritual relationship, business relationships. Even if you don't own a business, find something to do and make it your business to invest in you through some type of venue that, even if it's just volunteering, even if it's, you know, maybe starting a business with a friend or maybe just doing something as a community outreach, make yourself an investment in the business world. Socially, invest in reaching out to social concerns or social events that would really help you to become a more sociable person, because it's great to be able to meet people. Some people have a very difficult or hard time introducing themselves and feeling good about themselves. Those kind of places may be awkward at first, but once you start to frequent them and to know who you are, then you have nothing to be ashamed of in those places. Invest in recreation and vacations and shopping and entertainment. All of those things are great. We just don't need to overindulge in those. But those things are great to do. Make a list of reasons why you love yourself. I Harvest Girls International, we empower young girls. And we had an 8-year-old tell us she did not love anything about herself. Now, this is an 8-year-old. If she continues on that path, she will grow up to be a woman who likes nothing about herself. We are programmed, ladies, to just, someone says, I love that dress you have on. And we will say, oh, this old thing, oh, this is nothing, girl, this is nothing. I am learning to say, that is nice what you have on, Chris, and I say, thank you. We can find, it's easy for us to find those little things to beat ourselves up about. And when it comes time to own ourselves in our greatness, we have a very difficult time of accepting that. That's because our mindset have been twisted and turned, and what we have to do is we have to redirect ourselves into the greatness. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. God has made us some awesome, we are awesome ladies, awesome creatures. God has made us so awesome. I need you to think of a way that you can make life easier and then act on it. Everything doesn't have to be hard. There are ways that we can work smarter and not harder, ladies. Change the way you think of food, even. Or the things that trap you. Food is a trap, and I'm learning that, and I've learned that, and I'm still struggling. But I know now, I have the knowledge and the understanding. Now I have to work through it, because I am coming out of an emotional eating disorder. And so I have to watch my words, and I have to keep myself programmed, and I am coming out. I'll say that. So you have to change the way that you think about food, and you have to be able to put it in its proper perspective, and that would be with anything that is a trap for you. It's okay, ladies, to ask for help. Ask for help if you don't know something. It's not embarrassing to not be knowledgeable about something, to need help. Sometimes we have the pride that we don't want to let go of asking for help. It's okay. And then I need you to respect yourself 100%. Respect yourself. Don't compare yourself. Reinvent yourself as an expression of love. And then once you reinvent yourself as a pure expression of love, then you can encourage others to love themselves. Ladies, I am so excited that you have stopped by today. I just wanted to be able to give you a few hints and a few things that I've used. And I just want to say to you, learn to trust yourself. You're smarter than you think. And I want to leave you with this one thing. I can is 100 times more important than IQ. If you say that I can, then yes, you can. To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. Ladies, this has been an empowering moment for you from Harvest Girls International. Transformation begins with you. I love you. I bless you. I wish you health and that you may prosper. Until we meet again, God bless you. And remember, ladies, transformation truly does begin with you. God bless you. Bye-bye now.